I'm Jamie.
I'm Sydney.
I'm Noah.
I'm Graham.
And we're Echo Smith.
Let's see. Yes. There are brothers and sisters. We all know that. Your family. You've played instruments since you were young. We'll get to that in a second. The band name was originally Ready, Steady, Go, and you changed it just before or after you were signed. So you see, I've gotten rid of all the stuff now that you've been asked
5,000 times.
5,000 times. But like any good novel, there's always stuff between the lines. And I want each of you to tell me something between the lines that maybe not either you haven't been asked or that's just interesting. And oh, by the way, you can lie. At least one of you is entitled to really lie.
Ooh, I like this game. Yeah. I really, really, really like Chipotle. I think that's interesting.
Noah? Okay, so what now? Okay, let's talk Chipotle. Okay.
Please.
Because we're talking like I'm from New York originally, but I've been here since 1989. There's really good Mexican food.
There is.
Where you come from. What makes Chipotle so damn amazing?
Everything about it. The taste, the smell.
Everything's kind of spicy, though, isn't it?
Yes.
I love spicy.
I think just the environment there, the people are happy usually, and the owners are really great on, you know, on
so
everything,
how do they train
social
employees
media.
Working in a fast food place to actually be happy, though?
I don't think it's really, I don't think it's considered fast.
No,
even
it's
if it
not.
Is, if it
it's
is
not,
considered,
it's
then it's a great, it's a great version.
But it's a chain. No, I know they make all their stuff fresh. I know that, but it's still a chain.
Yeah.
Before the beginnings of our band, we've been through many, many different sounds, everything from like a rock, disco, dance kind of music to like pop to like, I don't know, like just rock. Just we've gone through many different stages to find who we were and as a band.
Everybody, like Los Angeles band. So I haven't heard, San Fernando Valley? Yes. Where in Los Angeles?
So we live in North Hollywood, which is like right at, it's barely the San Fernando Valley.
Okay, no, I know LA very well. So North Hollywood, like off of Lancashire or?
Yeah.
Right.
5 minutes from Universal.
Yeah. Which we
now,
never go.
Were you born there?
That area pretty much. I mean, him and I were born in the valley, like Northridge.
Okay.
I was
born in Pomona.
And then Graham was born in Tennessee. We lived there for literally like a year and a half.
Every blog, right, wants you to be the Partridge Family or the Osmonds or, you know, they're, it's like, oh man, family band, right? but now, Mom, based on all the places that you are from, what are Mom and Dad all about?
Well, our dad is really musical. He's a producer and songwriter and musician himself.
Okay, see, none of this is in anywhere. I don't know why is this not anywhere?
Because people want to know what it's like to be a girl and what it's like to be siblings.
No, but I would imagine, because, you know, you talk about playing music from very young. For you to be your age, at least some of your ages, for parents to let you do this, you had to have some rock and roll in the system somewhere. Because parents who are MBAs and accountants aren't going to turn to their kids and say, go forth, go on tour, go pursue a musical career.
Right. Yeah, I think we're
no, you're right.
That's definitely an advantage. And then our mom, too, she's a very visually artist. I mean, she paints and she does stage design. So it's
you have artsy fartsy parents who say,
artsy,
you know
fartsy.
What, we want to support
that's
this.
What it is.
Yeah. LA parents.
They got it.
How cool. You formed this band, what, 2009 theoretically?
Yeah.
This version of the band?
I think it's probably 6 years ago we started playing together, but I mean, Echo Smith and what we've been doing has been more the past, you know, 2-3 years, really.
Playing together for 4 years, Warner Brothers. Major label.
Yeah.
But what was the process? Did somebody from A&R come and see you? What was the scoop?
Well, basically, and Warner Brothers, Mike Elizondo and Rob Cavallo are the ones who signed us. And Mike got a hold of the music, and he really got it. And with Warner Brothers, we definitely felt, you know, like at home, and the people who were working there definitely were all music
did
people.
Did they see you playing in a club down there?
No, he got a hold of just some recordings that we did. And he really liked it, and we came into his studio, you know, a couple days after he heard it. And then it was actually after that, it was a very quick process of going into the label and meeting Rob. And they just got the music. It really made sense. It was the first time that we really met with a label and people who were, you know, they got what we wanted to do and what we were about. So we felt very comfortable there.
Wow. Early on, you've got Sinks, you've got the Olympics, you've got ESPN, you've got smart people. So what's the team? Because it's obviously not the parents, right? But there's obviously early on, you've been surrounded by some really smart people.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been very fortunate. Just, I mean, like, you know, between people from the label and, you know, management, we've been very fortunate just to be picked up on some very, some very cool things.
Okay, so who's your agency?
CAA.
Is it cool to make money that way? Are you getting picky? Are you going to get picky as you move on about, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Olympics. There's nothing wrong with ESPN, but, you know.
Right. I mean, with us, we're big believers in getting the music out there. And I think things have definitely changed with bands saying some things like that, where it's definitely, I think it used to be more of like a avoiding, but now I think a lot of bands do. It's an easy way to get music out there when, you know, radio is not the only
and the money is
big out there.
Warped Tour. Every year now, Warped Tour, the past few years, Warped Tour has picked a band that absolutely positively does not fit in. Right? Katy Perry. Back to her. She did the Warped Tour. So how were you approached for that? Because because you were that band this year, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were definitely that band, and going into it, we got the opportunity to do the tour. Kevin wanted us to do it, and at first we're like, whoa, that's.
Do you have some consternation where you're like, I don't know?
I mean, yeah, going into it, we had no idea since we were so different. We thought either this could be the best tour or it could be, the worst. People could hate us because we're so different. But it seemed like it really was an advantage that we were different. And I mean, we had people that had Black Veil Bride shirts on. And Metallica shirts, but also Never Shout Never fans, and literally people from every spectrum were coming to our shows, and it was really cool. It was cool to see that and see what kind of people would stop at our shows at Warped Tour. But it did seem to really work.
We definitely decided with that tour is we're going to go and we're going to be ourselves. We're going to do what we do.
You're just going to have fun.
Yeah, and see what happens, and it ended up being a positive thing. And, you know, there's a lot of fans there who like punk, but also are open to, like, all kinds of music. So it worked out really well.
Songs with hooks. Let's get this all over with, because it's not like because you love the Smiths, you just rewrote a bunch of Smiths songs. When you sat down and you formed this band, you have all this music from certain eras that you love. But you didn't sit down and say, we're going to be a synth-driven 80s band, right? So when you sat down and said, this is the kind of music we want to make, and you were talking about it, what did you say to each other? What was the discussion like?
For us, we wanted to... Because we grew up listening to all these different kinds of music from all, different eras and stuff. So we just really wanted to make a music that felt natural to us, and with the drum parts that the Graham kind of plays, and the bass lines and the guitar lines, because I think that all of us, with all the influences and the melodies and all the things that we grew up listening to, it all factored into being part of who we are. And so that's what we wanted to create. We wanted to create music that was raw and who we were.
So Graham, the drum parts that you play, people spend so much time saying, wait a minute. You're so young. You're playing drums. How do you know all of this? So can we get through that really fast? How long have you been playing drums for?
6 years.
6 years. So you started drums at the age of?
Okay.
Eight?
Eight. Your siblings are saying to you that they built music around your style of drums. How did you know what your style of drums was and when?
Ooh, well, my dad was a drummer, too.
Ah.
Yeah.
wait, but you didn't just copy dad.
No. Like some drummers came too through. So I talked to them too about how did they
Dr. Dre, Eminem, Fiona Apple, Tegan and Sarah. So when you work with a producer like that and you're you and you go in the studio, how formed was the music when you got in there? Was it demoed? What point was it at?
Well, yeah,
everything we went in, we definitely had demos of, and some of the first songs we had, songs like Let's Love and Come Together were two of the first actually that we brought in that were actually on the album. So we definitely had some demos and some ideas of like what we wanted to do, and Mike was really cool because he saw our vision, and that was a big reason we signed with Warner Brothers. He was the one who signed us.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how far were those songs when you walked into the studio?
It's hard to say because some of them, were pretty close. I mean, some of them, we ended up like just kind of re-recording certain parts. Some of them ended up being a completely different thing. It's hard to say. I mean, like Let's Love probably had a lot of changing to do when Cool Kids was pretty close with the demo. So yeah, I think
perfecting the parts.
Yeah, it's just dependent on each song because we demoed everything.
So how many weeks did you record for?
It was all spread out over a couple months. It was probably over 6 months or something like that, almost.
Yeah, we started kind of recording, and I want to say it was last January. was the.
And were the covers on YouTube kind of, do you consider them the calling card, or did you do them just because you just were having fun?
I mean, I think a lot of it was while we were still writing and recording our music, it was a good way to kind of get out, you know, our, I don't know, and experiment with songs that were popular, songs we liked, and just kind of do it our own way and let people start hearing more and more of the sound before we got to release original music.
As you watch more of them, you see, you know, more of us coming into the style that we are now. You can kind of see the process through the covers, but yeah, it was just a way of getting some stuff out there.
One of the things that you talk about a lot is that if people didn't see you and didn't know anything, then the whole age thing would just magically disappear, because that's the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the things that I've heard you talk about is that you want every song to sound different.
Yeah.
So how do you have every song sound different and then still be assured that where's the filter of what is an Echo Smith song?
Yeah.
I think a big thing for us, I mean, we got to a point where we started to play and it was very natural for us as a band. The parts started to really come together, and I think that's where the songs on the record still feel very cohesive. But I think then it was us pushing ourselves more to make each song sound slightly different. So it was a combination of like where it was just really natural for us to play together and to do it, and then also us pushing it to make it different.
Yeah, and I mean, also I think even for me, when I listen to records, you hear so many records that are like, wait, didn't I already hear a song that was just like this or whatever? And I mean, I think it's, you know, important to have everything in the same family, but you know, you still want every song to have its own thing. And we, when we went through the songs, we were like, does this song even, you know, really compare to this one? And we were really mindful of that, which I think is important when you're making a record. You know, I think it's important as a band to be honest with your lyrics and to write about how you feel about stuff. For, you know, you don't have to sugarcoat things. But if you feel sad about life, then, you know, people are going to write about it. But if you're excited about life, like we were during this album, then yeah, we were going to write about it. You know, that's still being honest. It doesn't have to be super depressing to be honest, you know. But yeah, we kind of just, you know, experimented with what we wrote with, and all these songs, you know, mean a lot to us, even if it's in different ways. But yeah, we kind of were just trying to write, you know, on our perspective and stuff. I mean, that's,
yeah, it was really just us, you know, putting our views and perspective to music is really what this album is.
And how much involvement do you have on some of the other fun stuff, like the videos?
We're very involved. We're very picky.
Jamie edits all of them.
I mean, not the actual official videos. I mean, I'll edit the cover videos we do, but we're all very involved with the music videos we do. We're very picky about it, and we have a very specific, I don't know, view and things that we want to get done, really, when the videos happen. But we're also, you know, we look at it as a collaboration with the director, whatever video we're doing.
I'm just curious how you approach these people that you're working with that are pretty heavy duty.
Yeah.
Experts at what they're doing.
Fortunately, we've worked with a lot of, you know, I mean, yeah, they have cool resumes, but they're, you know, they don't have too big of a head at all, you know, and they understand.
You managed to get to nice people.
Yes, yeah. And they understand that we want to do our vision.
Is that kind of like a rule for the band? Like,
basically.
When you come upon somebody that's got the major tood, you kind of look and go, I don't know if we're going to work with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very, you know, we like to work with people that are friendly and are flexible and, you know, are open to new ideas, because that's how we look at things. We still have a vision and we still have, what, you know, the idea of what we want to do, but, you know, we're not going to be super closed off and super, you know, like we have to have exactly our way, because sometimes people will bring in slightly better, you know, ideas, and sometimes they could tweak it. So we've been fortunate with the directors that everyone we've worked with has been like really cool and really wants to, you know, help do what we want to do and cast our vision in their video.
When you wake up in the morning, do you all want to be doing this a decade from now, or do you say you'll do it for a few years, go back to college, prepare for
when you're
84?
we love to do this. We're very fortunate to be able to like do something we love and, you know, be able to travel and spread the music with people. So we want to be able to do this as long
as
we can.
So no MBA at night for this band.
No.
not going to happen.
No, I mean, you we're never sure.
Know. I mean, you never, like, maybe one of us want to go to college, but I mean,
college will always be there.
Yeah, we have the option anytime.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two Echo Smith songs as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.